We'll let these boys get up here and do their thing.
Okay, well, let's take a break here, and we'll get to Rocker. We're only a half hour late or so, 45 minutes late for Rocker.
I knew this would be the case.
What do you got, Rocker? Got this day in pop culture history again? Okay. We haven't been on the air for a month, so be back in just a minute with Rocker and Sports Talk.
Boars Welding and Steel in Fort Recovery has 35 years of business experience with over 150 years of welding experience. From lawnmowers to semis, bring it to Boars, where Steve can send a mobile rig to you. If it can be welded, Boars Welding and Steel can do it. Need something made and fabricated? It's their specialty. Call Renee today at 419-375-4087. Boars Welding and Steel, 2 miles north of Fort Recovery on State Route 49, or call Steve for a quick quote at 419-375-4087.
Promotion from within the company is huge, and it's very much supported by the owners.
At Cooper Farms, we value hard work and dedication toward bettering yourself, and we reward that. We know that our team members are the key to our success.
We offer them classes. We help them try to get to that next level. We want them to learn. The people are our asset.
Apply online at CooperFarms.com. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Hi, this is Chad Guggenbiller with CSG Consulting Finance and Brokerage in Fort Recovery. 2022 has been an interesting business year, to say the least. Has your business experienced change within your operation? With the Fed increasing short-term rates several times this year, have you reached your mode or dashboard of operation? Now more than ever, you need a strategy and a plan of action tailored specifically to your business needs. Because you deserve more than, this is what we have to offer when considering a financial institution. CSG Consulting, 419-852-4049, your partner in planning and making you first.
The Fort Recovery VFW will be hosting their annual Cancer Dance on Saturday, March 4th. Roger Demange and Rick Hine will be providing the entertainment. It's open to the public, and there will be lots of things going on that night, including a 50-50, a silent auction, a live auction, and lots more. The funds raised will benefit the Cancer Association of Mercer County and the local VFW Victims and Survivors Fund. You don't want to miss this year's Cancer Dance at the VFW, Saturday evening, March 4th, open to the public, doors open at 6 o'clock.
Hi, this is Dave Timmerman with the Sons of the American Legion in Fort Recovery, Ohio. We are having our annual barbecue chicken dinners on February 12th, just $9 each. And you get half a chicken prepared by Romer's Catering, applesauce chips and roll. You can contact Dave Timmerman at 419-852-6916 or Whitey Vogel at 419-852-0316 or any Suns member for tickets. We will be serving from 4 to 6 p.m. on February 12th, and you can eat in or carry out. You can contact any Suns member for tickets, and we appreciate all the support we can get. Thank you.
All right, welcome to Sports Talk. What?
Hey,
what?
Rocker
what?
Time.
Huh?
Don't be butting in. We're not through with Rocker. It's only 8:30.
Rock.
You guys don't start till 8.
If you guys want to start early, I'll cakewalk out of here.
Okay.
Then what will we do?
Just get talking.
What you got?
This list better be good.
This day in pop culture history.
Yes, I'll try my best.
I'll boo.
I wouldn't expect any less. 1940.
I'll interrupt.
Yes.
Sorry.
1940.
I couldn't help it.
Disney releases Pinocchio.
Where did he have him captured?
Well,
he released him. Where did he have him before that?
In a wood pile.
You're probably right.
I was never a Pinocchio guy.
Yeah.
No.
Might have been the dumbest one they ever put out.
Well, I'd say I made a lot of money, so it can't be that dumb.
Made some Scoobies.
We got a new Pinocchio coming out now. Mm-hmm. It's kind of scary.
Yeah, that's what we need.
It's stop motion.
Sam Smith is the devil.
Ooh.
The devil. And where did that come from, Sam Smith devil?
You mean the whiner?
Huh?
The whiner?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I must have missed something, but that's okay.
Is it Tom Hanks involved in that too?
I don't know.
What's Sam Smith whining about besides?
No, they're Grammys Sunday night.
Because
he's dressed as a devil.
Oh, he was. Okay.
Yeah, no,
I didn't watch that part, but last three times I saw him, he's in a dress.
Yeah, that's 1964. Some a little more.
Ever closer.
Mm-hmm.
The Beatle Mania begins as they land in New York for their Ed Sullivan performances.
Really big show.
That was only 60 years ago?
Math-wise, I'm guessing.
I was a teenager.
Yeah.
Pretty close.
Almost 60 years.
Yep.
And this is one a little more my speed.
Okay. Have you?
10 years later, Blazing Saddles premieres in New York.
Yeah, poor demeanor. Yep.
It's Top nice if movie. They could just run that, play that now.
Yep.
Yeah.
They couldn't do it anymore.
They couldn't make it.
Way too much stuff that was not acceptable.
Iffy stuff, yeah.
Like you said, Alex Karras walking up and punching a horse. Well,
knocks a horse out.
He'd be in jail right now if that. and it didn't even really happen.
February 8th, 1960. The first star in the Hollywood Walk of Fame is, I don't know, what do you call it?
Put in?
Yeah. And it would be?
Joanne Woodward. This one kind of surprised me.
Joanne Woodward.
Why?
I didn't think she was that big.
That's Paul Newman's wife.
That's his wife.
I didn't realize she was that big in 1960.
See, so. You're on your game. Yeah.
Yep.
Thank you. 1985.
Sorry. 1985.
E.T.
No, not even close.
Not even close.
3 years too late on that one there, Sunshine.
Sorry.
Bill's favorite movie came out.
Bill's favorite movie?
Witness. Mountain? Witness.
Oh, Witness.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway,
I don't know how many times he talked about that story.
Yeah, he kind of did, didn't he? There's only a certain scene or two that he liked out of that
movie. Yeah,
that was his favorite.
It was the bathtub scene, mainly.
I was thinking it was maybe a mirror thing. Wasn't there a mirror thing, too?
Yeah.
He wishes he was Harrison Ford.
Well, I kind of wish I was Harrison Ford, too, but...
He's dead.
Different reason. No, he's not. He's in a, like, whatever that
1923,
is.
The Yellowstone thing.
Yeah, 1923, yeah. Yellowstone, 1882, whatever the other thing is.
Well, 58.
He's one of those.
Yellowstone shows.
And they're
good.
They're ditching one of them. And they're going to have Matthew McConaughey come in.
That's the rumor.
Oh, well, yeah. Rumors are true.
Matthew coming in?
To take over Costner.
Yeah.
Ooh, I like
Costner's making a movie right now, and that's why they're making a big
deal. That's
delay
is.
Exactly.
Oh, that makes sense.
Eric, birthday time.
All right.
Yesterday we had Donnie Wendell.
Donnie Wendell.
And Camel Ramel.
Camel Ramel.
I like it.
Today?
Both big listeners to the show.
Absolutely.
Yeah, sometimes they've actually listened. Sometimes. Maybe.
Okie dokie. Well, I'll speed this along so the boys can get their show in.
No hurry.
Today we got Brenda Walker and...
And the All-Stars.
Matt
Walker.
Stumpy Eckstein.
Yep. And Jake Kaiser. Jason Kaiser.
There's a lot of birthdays today.
Jason Kaiser? Jake.
Hang on, I got a bunch of them.
Oh, and Adrian Stein, too.
Yeah,
that's right.
There you go.
Yep, happy 21st birthday to Adriana, owner
I got more.
Wayne IGA.
Burt Campanaris, I'm guessing.
Oh, I love Burt Campanaris. He was on
I was joking.
Oh.
Isn't that the guy that
game shows.
Burt Campanaris.
Mm-hmm. He was the A's shortstop.
And he had game shows, too?
Nope.
I think he also had a
Burt Convy. He's thinking of.
Oh yeah,
Burt Convy.
Oh, I was thinking of Burt Kempfert that had an instrumental hit back in the '60s.
Oh, good lord!
Wonderland by Night, if you're wondering.
Are we still here?
We got other birthdays.
Spit them out, sunshine.
I can't find them. It's
okay.
Didn't find mine either.
No.
Yeah, that's okay.
Hey, time for Citizen of the Day.
Ooh, come on.
Citizen of the Day.
Stacy Link.
I like Stacy.
No. She's got dogs for sale. Giving them away.
Doggies?
Okay, dogs for sale, and she's giving them away.
She's got puppies.
Her puppies.
Six of them. Cute little dogs.
Hey, get a $1.50 cup of coffee, you get a free pup.
Free puppy.
I went to the fountain today.
Yep.
Yeah. That's a pretty good place, isn't it?
It is.
Yeah.
Now listen to this.
I've heard
good
but you have to drive to Salina
big
to get it.
Plans. Two, Rocker, listen to this.
I'm with you.
Two bacon sandwiches on toast.
Mm-hmm.
Coke, how much? Can of Coke.
$8.50.
Well, if they're charging you what bacon actually costs, it's $28.
Bacon's cheap, ain't it?
No.
$5
a pound. $5.50 a pound.
Mmm. It was $13.25.
Ew, hello.
Yep.
At Brick Street, that's about $8.
Mm-hmm. That's what I said.
Yeah. Yep.
You're on it.
Well, they're not charging enough for their bacon down there, but they're doing okay. So why go screwing with the formula?
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, that's bacon's a ridiculous amount of money, and it of course some of it depends on how many strips you're putting on there.
They load it up. Yeah, they do load it up.
Now, I buy my bacon at Winners because they don't put preservatives in it, so I don't buy it through the regular Eckrich or anything like that, prepackaged. But the bacon that I'm buying now is $6.69 a pound at Winners.
Yee.
And it's fairly thick bacon, but if you put, I figured out the other day, I made myself a bacon sandwich with six slices,
mm-hmm.
$4 worth of bacon.
Really?
More than $3 worth of bacon.
So you're saying your sandwiches are $15.50.
Well, if you use that bacon instead of the $5 a pound, it's $6.69 and the thicker slice.
There you go.
So I don't like thick bacon.
Thick bacon?
I like a crispy, thin bacon.
I like it crispy. Absolutely
I'm
crispy.
I'm a crispy guy, too.
You?
He's asleep. He fell asleep when we started.
Bronx sleeper.
he's only awake when he's talking.
I do like crisp bacon.
Yeah. Yep.
I like it a little, what you call,
limp?
Big.
I like it a lot.
Yeah. I love bacon. Bacon's the greatest thing ever.
Yeah. Can't go wrong.
Like, I can't remember the last time I had Canadian bacon.
Not a big
fan. It's not real bacon. It's some sort of ham thing. It's okay, but I don't love Canadian bacon.
Nope.
Ow.
Can I slide through the celebrity birthdays?
Oh, you're still
here. What
I didn't know you're still
on?
Here. I didn't know you're still here.
Well, neither do I. Tuesday we have James Spader turns 63.
Hmm.
That's Blacklist guy, isn't it?
Yep. James very good.
Spader. Never heard of him. Never heard of him.
Good guy.
Garth Brooks turns 61.
Blame it all on my roots. I showed up in boots and ruined your black fair. Last one to know. I can't go anymore.
Go ahead.
Let's go. Quit interrupting.
Well,
so who was that?
Garth Brooks, if you didn't.
George Strait.
Oh.
George Strait.
They're all the same to me.
Mm-hmm.
The old Slappy, Chris Rock, turns 58.
Chris took a beat.
I love Chris Rock.
I think he's funny.
Yeah. You like Chris Rock?
Oh, I like Chris Rock.
Okay.
Ashton Kutcher, 45. Dude,
he fell off the face of the earth.
He did.
He started screwing Demi Moore, and that was all.
Killed him. Right?
Wouldn't
you ever see him?
Nope.
Almost never saw him before.
Oh, he was on everything. Two and a Half Men.
70 show. That's 70 shows.
Today, composer John Williams turns 91.
Ooh, he had a lot. He did every movie for 30
Star
years.
Star Wars. E.T.
Everything.
Anything Steven Spielberg, he pretty much captured.
Yeah,
he was 5 foot tall. He's real short.
That was the guy from Smokey and the Bandit.
Look how tall. Look it up.
6'6".
Well, I don't know if I have anything that tells me how tall he was.
What's the guy's name?
John Williams.
John Williams.
I've got some songs here. We'll do
I'm telling you, that
songs
was a little sawed off son of a. You
Indiana
know
Jones, and let's see if we can play something there. Yeah, it's not done.
Ted Koppel is 83.
Teddy Koppel.
Ted Koppel.
Nightline.
George Bush shot dead today at the senseless age of 73.
Ted Koppel. I don't think that happened.
I don't know about that one.
That was a what's it, Saturday Night?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nick Nolte turns 82.
Nick Boozers.
Gary Busey's illegitimate brother.
Yeah. They, it is sometimes. Like sometimes their mug shots are hard to tell apart.
Hard to tell.
And sign. Seth Green, 49. That's in that.
So Nick Nolte. This is something that nobody really cares about.
He's from Ohio.
I don't know about that, but when my parents sold the house to me and they moved to North Carolina, and then my mom passed away, my dad goes to Florida, the people that bought the house, they shot a movie there that Nick Nolte was in.
At your house?
At my parents' house, yeah. The one that they had completely restored.
What was the movie?
It was an old farmhouse. It was... Nick Nolte had three movies out that came within 3 weeks of each other. Mm-hmm. This was the one that nobody ever heard of.
Perfect.
It is, I had it in my head a second ago.
Top-notch movie, apparently.
No, it wasn't. Anybody saw it.
So Nick Nolte's been in Fort Recovery.
No, my parents' house in North Carolina. But after they sold it.
Stay with us, Bubba.
But after they had sold it.
There's a lot of turns.
But a year later, so this movie company comes in. They wanted a house, and my mom had redone this neat old farmhouse. And actually, it wasn't a neat old farmhouse then. It was neat when she got done with it.
Who's the most famous person to ever come in our town?
Mm-hmm. Come into our town?
Yeah. Roy Clark.
Really?
Yeah.
Rick Derringer?
No, Jesus. You're more popular than that turd.
No, Rick Derringer's very well known in the music industry.
Have you ever had a governor?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Celeste.
Dick Celeste was never in Fort Worth.
Yes, he was.
Well, I can tell you that whoever was governor when our monument was dedicated was here.
Oh, Jesus.
No, it wasn't Jesus.
That'd be what? Could have been. 19.
Well, you said who's the most famous person ever
coming for recovery?
And ever was 110 years ago.
Hey, don't forget Gil Whitney.
Well, we gotta have somebody more popular than that coming in for recovery.
Mm. What do you want, Carrie Underwood?
Bobby Hoing.
Hey, we're gonna have
Bobby Hoing.
We're gonna have Tracy Bird.
Tracy,
we're from the country and we like it that way. Everybody knows everybody. Everybody calls you friend.
It's karaoke night.
That's big.
That is big.
The Wild's going to be the biggest event we've ever had in our town.
Already has been, and it's getting bigger every
time. This thing is going to be huge.
The first year, it was probably the biggest thing we ever had, and the second year. It was better. And now it was this fifth year. It's
COVID.
Crazy. This is crazy.
COVID.
It's crazy.
COVID killed it.
COVID.
We can't get the wine show up here. Not that we really want it.
Well, all we have to do is lose somebody.
So you're saying Rick Derringer would be one of the tops?
And Roy Clark. I'd say so.
Clay Carroll. My sister got him an ice cream cone.
Who's... The pitcher for the Reds.
Yeah, but when was he?
He was a Dairy Queen hunter.
Used to be hunting.
He hunted up here.
Yep.
I was there that time.
Yep.
Of course you were. Why wouldn't you be?
Yeah. We got to have somebody.
How about Dave Collins was here one time.
Dave Collins. He damn near coached here.
Here's somebody that they've been here, and they talk to you guys regularly, 3 or 4 times a year. Hal McCoy.
Hal McCoy's a Hall of Famer.
Hey, Dave Letterman was here at one point, too.
No, people say that. He was never here.
David Letterman was never at Minor Dinks.
No, I don't think so. A lot of Ball State people went there. I am very sure he's never been there. Now, I didn't get over there all the time. When I got over there, it was after Big P closed, and it was late. But if there was somebody that neat in Fort Recovery, I'd
Who's the most famous guy in Mercer County?
Famous guy or lady in Mercer County. Most famous right now.
Well, we've had some athletes.
That's some athletes.
Yeah, but are they, you know, they're not really famous.
Yeah.
Jimmy Z.
Hey, don't kid yourself. Dude was a big wheel.
He was in the cabinet of the governor. Huge. You know, that's a big deal.
Yeah, it's big.
That is a big deal.
It is.
But we don't think even if it's famous because we knew him when
he
was.
But we never had. I'm sure that some vice presidents or something stopped in Slunt or something.
King Bob.
Yeah.
King Bob. Dan Quayle had to be in Mercer County. He was at Eichenauer Farm.
Oh, yeah.
Trump.
I've had
was Trump in Mercer County? He might have been.
He's in Walpock, wasn't he?
I don't know. Close.
Mercer County.
Trump would be the, if he was mayor of Mercer County.
If you have somebody you want to throw in there, 567-510-0096.
The most famous person to ever walk in Fort Recovery or the county.
Or the county.
Yep. I don't know of anybody.
Interesting.
What else you got? We got anything else?
I'm guessing the restraining order against me on Dan Quayle has probably been lifted by now.
You didn't like Dan Quayle? You weren't a fan?
32 years later.
Why didn't you like Dan Quayle?
No, I went to D.C. one time, and I went to shake his hand, asking for an autograph, and, well, apparently you're not supposed to take a notebook out of your hand or back pocket.
How'd that work out? How old were you?
Oh, 28.
they hauled him into the back of that limousine like they was throwing darts into a hole.
They thought you was going to kill him?
And the next thing I know, I was eating grass.
Did you really get knocked on your
ink of you? Secret Service, though. They
wow. Didn't want no part of you getting an autograph.
No, they told me the...
You know, and say, do you know who I am?
They told me the guidelines of what not to do.
After it's too late. Yeah.
Well, they should have mentioned that. They should have bullhorn and say,
exactly.
Don't pull stuff out of your back pocket.
Exactly.
So in 2009, when I went and met Mr. and Mrs. Carter, I didn't want to make the same mistake twice.
You met Jimmy Carter?
Actually, I didn't. Rod did. So they didn't let you meet him?
They let Rod meet him, and they didn't let
famous rocker? Hold up in that car wash.
Okay. Car wash.
So I go up to her Secret Service agent and said, would it be okay to get a picture of Mrs. Carter? She says, you might want to go ask her. I'm thinking, well, the last time I did that, you guys had me on the ground.
Stuck me, tried to plant me like a tomato.
So, no, Rod, he...
Tomato. I like it.
Rod, he had Jimmy, we call it the mayor's speech.
Mm-hmm.
He says, I'm from Fort Recovery. Would you mind having my brother's up from Ohio, the old guilt trip deal. Would you mind signing an autograph? And this is God's honest truth. This Jimmy Carter's words. I gotta go pee. I'll take care of that later.
Jimmy had to go.
Jimmy had to pee.
And he literally followed Jimmy out the door.
And
really?
So that's why he's a pea nut farmer.
Aha!
Bada bing.
Bada bum.
Okay. That's maybe only the second stupidest thing I've ever said. Might be the first, but.
Who remembers Billy Beer? Anybody remember Billy Beer?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you can buy a six-pack of it for $8 now. And on another site, you can buy an eight-pack of it for $1.88.
Mm. How much, what would it taste like, you think?
Well, I would say it didn't taste good to start with, so I'm going to guess it could only get better. So I would say it's...
Is that like wine? It gets better with age?
No. Not beer doesn't do that. Beer gets worse, so it's probably a 2 out of 20. A 1 out of 10.
It's like getting a six-pack of 20-year-old Zimas.
Zima?
Yeah, but Zima, you could put fruit flavor in for... I don't know how the hell they did that, but...
John...
Cena?
No, John...
Billy... $8.84 for an empty can of Billy Beer.
For one empty can?
And $55 for a full can. That's what they're going for on eBay.
Oh.
Jeez.
I
used to have
it. I don't know if I saw eBay, but I saw them at like $8 for a six-pack unopened, which is free.
Yeah, old John Evans, he's still waiting for Zima to come back.
Zima. <Yeah.
laughs> he was a Zima fan.
That and the ranch.
Mm. Yeah, I don't think the ranch is going back. You got anything else? We got to get sports talk.
Well, I'm not even stopping you.
We'll be right back.
Sports talk. We'll do our little interlude between. It's 10 till 9. Sports talk comes on the next.
And that's it for
back
sports
in
talk.
Just
thank you for staying tuned to Insight with Mr. Jack Stogler, right here on the Fort Recovery Internet Radio. This show was being brought to you in part by those community-minded sponsors you heard during the show. Thank you.
Recovery Academic Booster Club will host their annual pork chop dinner on Tuesday, March 14th from 4 to 6 p.m. Meals are $9 a piece and are pre-sale only. You can pick up your meals at the Fort Recovery Elementary School preschool and kindergarten entrance. You must purchase your tickets by March 1st. Meals include a pork chop, baked potato, applesauce, and a roll, all catered by Wendell's Barbecue. The proceeds will benefit the FRHS SAD Club and the Academic Booster Club. Tickets are available from any FRHS SAD member or in the Fort Recovery High School office. Please make your checks payable to Fort Recovery Academic Booster Club.
The Fort Recovery High School Drama Club is putting on its production of Disney's Frozen Junior. The performance dates are February 23rd through 26th in the Fort Recovery Elementary Middle School Auditoria. Showtimes are 7 o'clock p.m. on February 23rd, 24th, and 26th, and 2 p.m. on February 25th and 26th. Tickets may be purchased at the door. Students' tickets are $6 each and adults are $8 each. Students 5 and under are free.
Based on the award-winning Disney movie, Frozen Junior is fun for the whole family and a show you won't want to miss. So come on out to the FRHS Drama Club's production of Disney's Frozen Junior, February 23rd through 26th in the FR Elementary Middle School Auditoria.
Here are the sports broadcasts coming up the rest of this week on Fort Recovery Radio. Tomorrow, the Lady Indians will travel to New Knoxville for their last regular season game. We'll simulcast WPGW's broadcast of the game, and there's no NFHS video for that game. Varsity only, starting at 6 o'clock. Friday, the boys will host New Knoxville. Fort Recovery Radio will broadcast that game, and our audio will be available on the NFHS network. The JV game will be only two quarters, and Pop Rocks, a high-paced jump rope group from Troy, will perform at halftime of the varsity game. On Saturday night, the boys will travel to Pleasant Hill to take on the Newton Indians. Fort Recovery Radio's broadcast team will bring you the game, and the NFHS video will be available. It's getting near the end of the regular season, so get out and support our Indians teams. But if you just can't get to the games in person, you can always listen live right here on Fort Recovery Radio, the home of the Indians.
Hi, this is Dave Timmerman with the Sons of the American Legion in Fort Recovery, Ohio. We are having our annual barbecue chicken dinners on February 12th, just $9 each. And you get half a chicken prepared by Romer's Catering, applesauce chips and roll. You can contact Dave Timmerman at 419-852-6916 or Whitey Vogel at 419-852-0316 or any Suns member for tickets. We will be serving from 4 to 6 p.m. on February 12th, and you can eat in or carry out. You can contact any Suns member for tickets, and we appreciate all the support we can get. Thank you.
The Fort Recovery VFW will be hosting their annual cancer dance on Saturday, March 4th. Roger Demange and Rick Hine will be providing the entertainment. It's open to the public, and there will be lots of things going on that night, including a 50-50, a silent auction, a live auction, and lots more. The funds raised will benefit the Cancer Association of Mercer County and the local VFW Victims and Survivors Fund. You don't want to miss this year's Cancer Dance at the VFW, Saturday evening, March 4th, open to the public. Doors open at 6 o'clock.
It's 8:53.
It's 41 degrees.
Broadcasting live from our Fort Recovery Radio studios located in downtown historic Fort Recovery. You're listening to Sports Talk with Bo and Fee, which is powered by Wayne Street Market in historic Fort Recovery. Without further ado, here's your host and co-host, Mr. Bob Stogler and Mr. Harold Feely on Sports Talk with Bo and Fee.
Move your head. And we're back here, Sports Talk, Bubba and Fee. My good friend Harold Feely.
Hey, Bubby.
Rocker joins us.
Rocker. Hello.
In the house. McNeil. How are you, buddy?
Not bad.
We've been here for a while.
No.
You guys
went to Florida, Fee?
We did. Had a great trip.
I think you guys picked a pretty good time to go.
We did.
Yeah, we missed
2 years in a row. We got lucky.
Yep. So how was the weather down there? Obviously it's better than here, terrible. But it had been 40. It had been better than here.
It's terrible. Yeah. 75 or 80, yeah. I think, something like that. It's always good to get away, but it is always good to come back.
Nice home. To come back to the fort.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yep.
So and did you guys get some golf in?
We did. We don't want to talk about it, but we did.
Yeah, beat.
We don't or you don't?
Fee was tough. I sucked.
That sounded like you were telling us news.
Yeah, good point.
That was not news.
We already knew, is that what you're saying? We missed a lot of basketball.
We did. We missed a few.
And last night, the Lady Indians traveled to Salina to take on the Bulldogs, a couple evenly matched teams. Salina, of course, has their best player who blew her knee out. So,
who was that?
That's a Klingshirn girl. And I think she has some relatives way.
Yes.
But, you know, they beat Marion. They beat Coldwater.
Yeah.
Early in the season.
Yeah, early in the season.
And then, they come in with the same record we had, 5-14.
Yeah, I think we were 5-14. I think they were 5-16.
Yeah,
something like that. Basically the same thing.
Yeah. But hats off to the Lady Indians. They get win number six on the season.
Number six, didn't they?
Absolutely.
They're getting better.
Callie Wendell's, even against Minster last Thursday, and you look at that game, and, we're down 24-19 at half. Callie Wendell has 12.
Yeah,
and when she is on her game, we can compete.
You can compete. That's right. You can stay.
Oh,
in.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, I mean.
And she was getting rebounds. She's the shortest person on the court
She's
night.
Active,
Yeah. She knows where the ball's going to come down.
Absolutely. She has good sense for the ball.
And when she, like you said, when she's on, I don't know how you stop her because she's dribbling and she's shooting. When she brings the ball up from the dribble, she can also be shooting. I don't know. I don't know how
she can
fix that.
She's a nice little player, and she's going to get better. And no doubt the most improved kid in the program.
And she wasn't bad to start with.
No, that's right.
And
so,
sophomore, right?
Yeah, and when you look at it, Fee, we knew this was going to be a tough year.
Yeah.
So you're just trying to get better.
Yeah, you got to keep working, and I think we got younger girls coming up too that are going to help maybe fill in some spots.
And we only have
that's what we need.
Maddie Guggenbiller is our only senior, is
got pretty much the whole team back.
Juniors we're
and we'll get the Gherke girl back next year.
That'll make a big help.
She will. Yep.
But we got New Knoxville tomorrow night, a game that will be simulcast with PG-14. That is a 6 o'clock start from New Knoxville. So, so make sure you turn in before you cover ready. They need to get a chance to finish out with a 2-game winning streak fee and get
ready to the tournament.
That's right. And I think tournament is next Wednesday, so we probably will not be on.
What I have planned right now is we will be on. The game is at 6. It'll probably be over about 7:15, 7:30-ish, and we will do insight with the Sawyer Overman group, and then we can do sports talk if you guys want to. You're going to be doing the book, right?
Yeah.
The game?
It's at Rip Van Wert. Lincoln View.
Yeah, but I'm not going to be there.
Oh, okay. You're going to be here.
Yeah,
okay.
We're doing the Sawyer Overman.
Oh, okay.
And Ava will connect it from here and we'll take care of it. So I think that's our best bet instead of because we were already off the last 2 weeks and we were off a couple of weeks, maybe even 3 weeks between the Christmas show.
So we won't do sports talk next week.
We'll probably be up.
But we will have the Sawyer Overman group, and they have a couple of things
inside
that they're announcing either already now or between now and then that are a pretty big deal.
Yeah, I think maybe that got blown. Their surprise announcement got surprised announced from somebody else.
Probably.
That's a great deal, and God love those people.
Yeah.
And,
absolutely.
And it's wonderful news.
Yep.
And so, good luck to the Lady Indians and Coach Gann, and let's finish her out.
Start with Coldwater, and as Coach Gann said last night in the post game talk we had with her was, they beat us by 40. That ain't going to happen again.
Yeah.
We're much better, and a couple of things go our way, and we win that game, and we're off to the next game.
Imagine you're down 39 points instead of 40.
That's about
to make up.
Well,
but we can do it. I like it.
Well, I'm all for it.
You got to be optimistic. That's right.
Then we would play on Saturday.
Yep. There we go.
Boom. Boys got a double header this week. See, is it? No. Friday night is New Knoxville with the Pop Rocks.
Yes.
Pop Rocks. We got triple header, too. No,
yeah, freshman at
Pop Rocks.
Yeah, you going up?
Is it like...
Jump ropers.
Jump ropers.
Oh, okay. I thought it was actually Pop Rocks.
You mean you put them in your mouth?
Yeah.
You don't put these in your mouth.
Yeah, you go out in center court, put them in your mouth.
You go to jail.
Put five of them in your mouth.
And might be a little illegal.
That might be trouble.
So, but the JV game is only going to be two quarters, so you need to be aware of that. So don't be popping in at halftime of the JV game, or you're going to miss part of the varsity game. Bubba, you okay?
I literally thought you were talking about the actual candy.
Yeah, you would. So Saturday we traveled down to
Newton.
Pleasant Hill, take on the Newton Indians.
Yep. Now, if you're looking for things to do on the way down there, mm-hmm. there is Buffalo Jack's at Covington, kind of
have some gator
about 5 miles north of Pleasant Hill.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And you can kind of go through Greenville and grab some.
Did you say gator?
Right.
So
rattlesnake.
If I'm going through Covington and I'm going south on 66.
Ooh, okay. The next place down would be Falls.
Is that where
Falls?
Ludlow
Falls. But where's north, Covington is.
No, I'm talking about Newton.
Newton is about 5 miles south of Covington.
That's what I thought.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So if you're coming from here, you could stop at Buffalo Jack's, get some food. You might. I don't know how they are now on Saturday night, but used to be you had to have a reservation. You couldn't even get within 5 blocks of it. I don't think it's quite that crazy now. But
yeah.
But.
And Fee, the boys got a nice win against Minster Friday night.
Yeah, got a W. That's our, what'd that put us, 11? 11 wins?
Yeah, I can't remember.
11 and 8, maybe?
We're good.
12 and 8 with 2 to go.
We have one we missed.
11 to 8 with 2 to go.
Yeah.
But I believe it gets us a 5 seed in the tournament?
Yep, you're exactly
right. Is that right?
I seen that this morning.
5 or 6, what was it?
5 or 6.
I think, let me see if I can, I'll get it up here for a second.
St. Henry was 4.
Yeah, we're 5.
Yeah.
Yep, so...
we got a good draw.
That's us down at the bottom.
Yeah, I got to play New Knoxville first round, and then play the number 3 seed, Upper Soda Valley. And Upper Soda, see, they got beat last night.
Did they?
But of the...
nice record.
Yeah.
Yeah, as the upper... the seeds above us, that's the one we want.
Yeah.
I think that's exactly what we're after.
Yeah, I would say as good draws we could have got.
Marion's
bracket, but... Upper beat Coldwater.
Yeah.
So, well, you know, beat them by 2 at Coldwater.
That'll be a tough one.
Absolutely. We can beat anybody, but we can lose to anybody.
Yeah, that's the problem.
And I think a lot of it depends on how they play us in defense and that type of thing. If they let Cale do what Cale does, they don't have a chance. If they try to hold him down, sometimes they're okay.
Landon Post has really been playing well.
Yes,
playing
he has.
Shoot the ball well.
We've been needing. Yeah. We've been needing that kid to shoot from the outside.
And Troy Homan had his best game of the year Friday night.
Yep. He's starting to get a little confidence, too, which is awesome.
Yep.
Are you talking about overall or scoring?
Overall. Yeah. Best game.
Because he hasn't had a good game scoring, but he's had some really good games where he just plays well.
Yeah. So the Indians got her... big weekend and chance to win two and really carrying its momentum against a very good New Bremen team to wrap it up on senior night
next
Friday night. Yeah. So,
Bubba, I got a question, quick question.
Yeah.
Okay, like in football, you got to have a certain amount of wins to qualify for the playoffs, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, is that the same way in basketball? Or
nope. Everybody's in.
Everybody's
football's
in.
Football's the only one that everybody isn't in.
Yeah, and it's about computer points, and it's kind of screwed up.
Yeah,
The way they did the seating is goofy.
Pretty soon, everybody's going to get in.
They're going to get in. They're going to play like Indiana and be done with it.
Yep.
I agree with you.
That's probably not a bad thing. But
No. Let's take a break, come right back. We're going to talk more about the Indians right after this from our sponsor, the Wayne IGA.
And we're going to hear a pretty good little commercial for them. They have some... big old wings back there that you can get in there and grab and go, buy them, and they fix them up however you want them. They're raw wings and do them how you want. Grill them however you want.
you're going to a party for the big game this Sunday, be sure to make Wayne IGA your party headquarters. While you're there getting your beer, wine, and soft drinks, chips, dips, and pretzels, make yourself the king of the party and grab some of their Super Bowl wings and their meat case and cook them up with your favorite recipe. Also, get your orders in for their party trays, sandwich trays, veggie trays, and of course their famous meat and cheese trays. Big game and big party, Wayne IGA has what you need to do the party right with their ready-to-spice-up-and-cook Super Bowl wings. Grab a pack or two back in their grab-and-go meat section.
Hi, this is Chad Guggenbiller with CSG Consulting, Finance, and Brokerage in Fort Recovery. 2022 has been an interesting business year, to say the least. Has your business experienced change within your operation? With the Fed increasing short-term rates several times this year, have you reached your mode or dashboard of operation? Now more than ever, you need a strategy and a plan of action tailored specifically to your business needs. Because you deserve more than, this is what we have to offer when considering a financial institution. CSG Consulting, 419-852-4049, your partner in planning and making you first.
Brick Street Tavern has some great nightly specials for you. On Tuesdays, you can get our awesome boneless wings for just 75 cents each and a domestic draft for only $1.50. Wednesday night, you can get our delicious grilled or spicy chicken salad for just $6. And Thursdays, it's our crispy chicken wrap with fries for only $6.50. On Friday and Saturday evenings, you can get a sirloin steak for $14.99 or a four-piece chicken dinner for $8.99. And both include our salad bar, your choice of potatoes, and a dinner roll. Be sure to stop in at any time and try a slice of our delicious homemade pie. For great home cooking, stop in and see us at Brick Street Tavern.
Here are the sports broadcasts coming up the rest of this week on Fort Recovery Radio. Tomorrow, the Lady Indians will travel to New Knoxville for their last regular season game. We'll simulcast WPGW's broadcast of the game, and there's no NFHS video for that game. Varsity only, starting at 6 o'clock. Friday, the boys will host New Knoxville. Fort Recovery Radio will broadcast that game, and our audio will be available on the NFHS network. The JV game will be only two quarters, and Pop Rocks, a high-paced jump rope group from Troy, will perform at halftime of the varsity game. On Saturday night, the boys will travel to Pleasant Hill to take on the Newton Indians. Fort Recovery Radio's broadcast team will bring you the game, and the NFHS video will be available. It's getting near the end of the regular season, so get out and support our Indians teams. But if you just can't get to the games in person, you can always listen live right here on Fort Recovery Radio, the home of the Indians.
Sports Talk, Bubba and Fee.
Girls Tournament. That game is at 6 o'clock, and it's going to be on. And then we have the Sawyer Overman Committee coming in here, and then we got Reed Knuth and the and I think this is a Fort Recovery Drama.
Yes, Fort Recovery Drama, and not Rights Place, that type of thing. Which Reed is very much connected.
So we're going to have some kids come in here.
Yep.
After that, so they'll probably be here about 8:30.
Yep, perfect.
Yeah, that work?
Yeah, because we don't know when the girls' game's going to go, and we don't know how long we're going to talk with the Sawyer Overman.
So that'll work out good. Make sure you turn in next week, folks, as you're driving home from the game.
Yeah.
From the girls' game, turn it on in. Fee, we got a big Super Bowl coming up, and who's your pick?
I don't like the Chiefs.
I kind of root for the Chiefs.
I like the Chiefs.
I like Andy Reid.
I like Andy Reid. He's a good dude.
Yeah.
Well, if you liked Andy Reid, you'd be rooting for the Philadelphia Eagles.
Why?
Well, that was 15 years ago. Sorry.
Yeah, right.
We did 15 years ago. Now we don't.
That's right.
We don't watch.
That's right. Yeah, you know what? Super Bowl is one of those. I just having a hard time caring this year.
Mm-hmm. You know? It is. And probably in the NFL's standpoint, they got the two best teams in it.
Absolutely.
I mean, they're both pretty darn good.
It's going to be a great game.
Should be a great game. I mean, hopefully there's no dud.
Right.
But I would say that the quarterbacks they got, and well, both teams are loaded.
Yeah.
Could be interesting.
I agree. It's going
to
be.
I think the NFL would be happy with either Tom Brady or one of those four or five very young quarterbacks that are making names for themselves, because I think all of those have good strong people following them. So I think the NFL would be happy with any two of those six teams.
Oh, it was in the end, yeah. I mean, There's some good players out there.
They're looking for, pizzazz. And if it's Tom Brady against anybody, that's a big deal. If it's any of those four or five really strong quarterbacks.
Big Tom's done.
So did you see
he's done.
Heard that before.
So did you see where the Bengals in Kansas City game drew 51 million people?
Watching that game?
Yeah.
How many people usually watch the Super Bowl? 30?
About. It was a Super Bowl number.
Yeah.
But it was the highest playoff game, not counting Super Bowl ever.
Oh, I bet.
Yeah. So you talk about the popularity of the NFL. You talk about the betting, the fantasy.
Yeah.
It is an unbelievable snowball rolling right now.
Everybody watches it, don't they?
They sure
do. Yeah, and then you talk about that with the betting and stuff, too. I think everybody enjoys, making a bet on them, trying it. And these teams are fun to bet on.
Yeah.
they're pretty good, and there's a lot of numbers and a lot of different things. And
then if you're a social media guy like we are and get on Twitter, and you think about 51 million people watch that game, and most of them are on social media, and you hear some of the cuckoos, and you get arguing on Twitter with people.
Yeah.
Think about the lunatics that you're talking to.
Oh, yeah. I guarantee it.
It's just...
Some of them diehard guys. They paint their faces up.
They're sitting there.
The Raiders, they got the...
If one-tenth of 1% of those people are crazy, that's still 1,000 people.
Yeah. Yeah. Think about that.
That's exactly right. There's 1,000 full-blown crazy.
So, with the new... legal betting in Ohio, and you can, if you make a $5 bet that there will be a yard gained on the ground or some crazy thing, and you get to, so do you,
I'll give you 200.
Yeah, that is to give you $200 you can bet with. But so are there, number one, that is semi-legitimate, they're just trying to get you hooked on betting.
Absolutely.
But are there some decent bets, like who wins the coin toss and who gets the first whatever? Is there anything that you guys think is a lock bet? And they are not going to charge. I will not allow them to charge you if you are wrong.
Yeah.
Our fans cannot, our listeners cannot hold you to this. Oh. You will not be responsible if they bet wrong.
The thing I look forward to most about Super Bowl is commercials, and I always have.
Yeah.
Now, they've sucked lately.
Yeah, they haven't been near as good.
For a long time.
But they used to be so good.
Oh, some of them were classic. Yeah,
always cried to Budweiser, always had the horses that would do something.
15 years ago on back, they were incredible. Since then, you'll get one or two
are
really good, and the rest of them are, when nobody cared about what was going on, like we were talking about a minute ago, I always go to King Bob's over in Gas City, and nobody cared about the game. We just... rated the commercials.
Yeah, you go get your beer, you go get your food.
And now,
during the game, they come back for the commercial.
If you get a thumbs up on two commercials, that's a big night for commercials.
Yeah, that's right.
And Budweiser has six of them.
Yeah, and what did I see?
$5 to $6 million, depending on when they're running.
Per commercial?
Yes. Per
30-second commercial.
30-second commercial.
And Budweiser has three.
That's six.
That's
unbelievable.
Yeah, they have,
okay,
they
I thought they had three.
That's 3 minutes.
Yeah.
Well, they got six. They'll have one good one.
And
it may
even their duds are better than most of them.
Yeah, they're better than most of them.
Yeah, they pay their producers pretty.
that's right.
And you may be right there. It may be 3 minutes worth, and it may not be 30 seconds commercials. There may be a couple of minute commercials too.
Yeah. Yep,
they've done that before. So, but the commercials have always been some. Well, what about last year? When they had the cryptocurrency, I went out and invested $10,000 in that. How'd that work out?
Worked out good.
Okay, good. So I'm getting ready to retire then.
You should be retiring any
since
minute.
The crypto commercials got me invested $10,000 worth.
$10,000.
So the way I understand it, it's going to triple in value. So I got $30,000. I made $20,000 in cryptocurrency this year.
Beautiful.
And all those celebrities were... telling me how good it was.
That's a good idea.
How could that be wrong?
It's got to be fair. Got to be true.
Yeah, that's right. So you got we got the Super Bowl.
Yep.
I've got 6 chicken dinner tickets from the VFW. So
Legion.
Legion. Yeah.
And, Sons of the American Legion.
Sons.
Yep.
And,
Sons.
And I'm sure
I only have one.
Alley has pizzas.
They always have
$35 wings.
Yeah.
Everything.
Yeah, 15-inch pizza, 15 wings, a 16-inch pizza, 15 wings, and two orders of breadsticks, $35.
Can't beat it.
Call in now and reserve your spot when you want them, because some years they don't have us advertise them because it's so crazy that social media does it. They're having us advertise it this year, and it's going to be,
it'll be heck.
If you want it at 5 o'clock, call in now. And let them know that you want it at 5 o'clock on Sunday, because it's going to be crazy.
Yep, that's right. So, Fee, I guess, I went freshman one last night at Salon.
Yeah, big one.
We got a nice team.
I think so. Your nephew, Caden, didn't play.
Yeah.
What's going on there? He was in street clothes. Is he hurt?
Somehow or other, Holly's boy was running, and Caden tripped over and fell down, and he ain't sure he broke his wrist.
Are you serious?
Oh.
So I don't know what happened. They must have not seen each other or something. And
well, at least it's the end of the season, but.
Yeah. Kim looked down and said, I don't think it's broke, but it was hurting.
Yeah.
So who knows? Hopefully he'll get back.
And we didn't need him.
No.
No.
We had that's the first freshman game I've watched in person. I've seen a couple on the NFHS, but that we look pretty good.
They're fun to watch.
You've seen several of them, haven't you, Bob?
Yep. They've been fun to watch.
We're that good, aren't we?
We're pretty good. I mean,
I think we're decent.
We're 7th seed. Out of eight teams, we can compete.
I'm in.
Yep. And a lot of them. I mean, you bring the post boy up.
Yeah,
that makes him a little weaker. But,
Right,
he's pretty tough. And there's a couple.
Colson can shoot it.
Colson can shoot it.
Yeah, he didn't make a bunch last night, but he didn't need to. We're up. I think 32-17 at halftime.
He's an athlete at that level.
He's very good at that.
Tyler Wendell. He didn't get any points, but I like him too. He didn't play a bunch, but he plays well when he goes on JV.
You know, they got it. That class. They're going to have a lot of fun because they're a pretty good baseball team too, and I think they're pretty good football.
Yeah, let's see how they develop.
Nice class.
For football, basketball, baseball.
They got good numbers.
There's a gigantic amount of potential in that class.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. All right, well, it sounds good. We will see you next week. We got the girls' game.
We'll be back
the following week. Sports Talk about Ben Fee.
Yep.
Everybody have fun. Go Indians.
Go Indians.
Time.
Tournament getting close.
Sports Talk with Bubba and Fee, broadcasting live from the Miracle Lane Studios in historic Fort Recovery, Ohio. Sports Talk with Bubba and Fee was brought to you in part by community-minded sponsors and the sports department of this radio station. FortRecoveryRadio.com is the home of the Fort Recovery Indians.
The most music on